Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. Today, we're going to be talking about something I think is very important, and it concerns what you believe and believe will happen in the future. What is the likelihood of situations like the dollar crashing, social scoring, runaway inflation? The list is long, could go on. Most importantly, what is your game plan to preserve your wealth? Today, I'm going to share with you what I think. If you want to talk about your own situation, let's talk and have a conversation. Just go to prudentmoney.com. Keep the faith. Hope you enjoy today's podcast.
We are Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and KYJC, Commerce. Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, there is a lot of doom and gloom going around. What should you believe and what should you do with your money? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. That's where you can send that question in. I will answer it and get you an answer back. If you're in a situation where one couple of email returns won't do it, it's a little bit more of a complex situation, a lot of moving parts. Hey, just go to my calendar there on the site and block us some time, and I'll give you a call, and we'll talk about it and get you an answer. Lots of ways to get information, but it all starts at prudentmoney.com. Well, I got to tell you something. I've had a lot of conversations over the past 3 or 4 weeks about what I like to call gloom and doom, and that is The unthinkable happening, a dollar crashing, stock market crashing, banks going out of business, and all of these types of things that could happen. I want to give you something to consider today. It's what we always talk about, and I think it's extremely important from a stewardship standpoint to get to the other side of the story. I couldn't tell you really why that there's just certain times of the year, certain times of the calendar, whatever, that the sensationalized conspiracy theories get going. It was interesting. I was doing a little bit of research on this and found that there's really three big influencers when it comes to the sensationalism of conspiracy theories and things that could happen and things that are going to happen. And what's interesting is that these influencers bring it to you and present it to you almost like the gospel in a big tent, like a revival, transform America. And some will be very predicting and forecasting what's going to happen. And they're so sure, not an opinion, but this is the authority telling you this is what's going to happen. And worst case scenario creates a lot of anxiety. Even worse than that, people might make decisions based on this over-sensationalized information. Now, I'm not here today to say whoever is saying the dollar's going to crash, as a good example. I'm not here to cast judgment on that and say, oh, you're wrong or you're right or anything like that. Because the bottom line is, it's all an opinion as to what's going to happen. And really, if you think about it, everything has a probability of happening. Maybe it's a low probability, but it's still a probability of happening. But one thing that I have found very consistent with this message of gloom and doom and this message of going out and doing things like buying gold. We're going to talk about that today. Is that these sensationalized stories and sensationalized forecasts are spread by people who want to sell you the solution. And there's nothing better to sell in a solution than the creation of fear. Now, here's the problem with today, is that it's so easy to create fear because really it's very believable. And I was just thinking, when's the last time that we really got a good dose of this type of fear marketing? And it was really back during the financial crisis. There was all kinds of stories and things that were going on. And you got to know something, that the dollar is supposed to crash. That whole theory has been going on for decades. Just marketed a little bit differently, but you got to know it's been going on for decades. And you've also got to know that people market fear to sell products. I'm just saying, not to take away from any of the opinions and forecasts and things that they have to say. Maybe they're right. Maybe they are a prophet. Maybe, who knows? I certainly don't know. But just add that to your filter as you consider what you want to believe. Some of the, in fact, I got a short list here of some of the things that I've heard here just lately. And, artificial intelligence is going to take over. There's going to be terrorist attacks. We're going towards a one-world government. And then this is one of my favorite, because I actually had a conversation with a main person in this story. Do you remember back during the financial crisis? And for those of you who've got better things to think about than the financial crisis, I just always those couple of years are always on my mind. When it was at its worst, Lehman Brothers, which was at the time the biggest financial institution in the world, goes under. All of these conspiracy theories and all of these sensationalized warnings it was all over the place. And of course, having the internet along with having some of the best marketers trying to get to you through the internet, that basically the United States is falling apart. And I got to tell you, the financial system, we almost did lose the financial system. But the one story that always sticks in my mind is that of Dr. Teresa Ghellarducci. And the story goes that she went to Washington, and it was in October of 2008. That was at the height of all these companies that were crashing and big institutions and going out of business, and the government had to step in and bail them out, the bailouts, remember all that. And Dr. Ghellarducci went to Washington to talk about her ideas to save America's retirement plan. And basically what she wanted to do was, some of her ideas were to build a Social Security number 2 and basically take over retirement planning for citizens of the United States. Well, the story gets out that Dr. Ghellarducci, who was a very known liberal, was in Washington talking to Congress about, get this, confiscating our 401k plans. And I had the opportunity to to interview Dr. Ghellarducci, which was great. She's a brilliant lady. I don't agree with anything she has to say, but she's a brilliant, brilliant lady. Incredible mind. And so I got the opportunity to ask her the one question that I was dying to ask her, and it was, Dr. Ghellarducci, you know, tell me, was your intent to bring the message to Congress that it was important to consider confiscating 401k plans? She goes, absolutely not. That was never my intent. I never even said those words. But that rumor got going really fast. And the truth is that she talked to about, I don't know, 5 or 6 different members of Congress. That was it. And there was I can't remember which magazine it was, maybe it was on the cover of Time. She had a picture of her and called her the most dangerous woman in America because she went to Washington in the height of the crisis and had talked to about retirement, some liberal ideas, of course, about retirement. But not once did she say that 401ks had to be confiscated. So all of this can be going around, and you don't know whether to believe it or not to believe it. So we're going to take, in fact, this next half here, because we're getting close to the break, we're going to take this next half and kind of compartmentalize all this, add a few things to the filter, and most importantly, tell you very simply what you need to do with your money at this time. Not give advice, just talk about what that looks like. And make sure that you've got any of the fear and the speculation under control, because that's not what God wants from us, is just to fear things. So we'll be talking about that. If you've got a question, go to the website, www.prudentmoney.com. and send that question in, and we'll get you taken care of. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. I thought we were up against the break, and maybe we're not up against a break. Maybe we're not having one today. So I just realized I didn't bring my computer into the radio room. So Chris, if you need to get text me something, if you need me to know about anything. So let's talk a little bit, and the other one was that I wrote down was social scoring. Boy, if you haven't heard about that, Chuck Bentley, there we go, there's the break. Hey, we're up against a break. Stick around, and I will be right back. Hello, this is Bob Brooks. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 are the exact same verse word for word. I call them the stewardship verses of risk. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. On the Prudent Money Radio Show, we teach about risk, how to identify it, how to figure it out, and what to do about it. We believe that to be a prudent steward, you have to be a good risk manager. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, home of the modern day steward movement.
When it comes to evangelism, we often feel intense pressure to make the perfect pitch, to persuade people to get right with God. Wednesday on Focal Point, Pastor Mike Fabares clearly explains the crux of this life-changing message and what we need to tell others about their relationship with God. Join us Wednesday for Focal Point.
Focal Point, weekday mornings at 8:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Hi, I'm Jan Markell, host of Understanding the Times. We're very excited to be a part of Bible School Radio. I hope you will join me Saturday, 10 a.m., for cutting-edge guests and the latest information to help you discern the truth, even the inconvenient truth. We'll help you understand our times and contend for the faith. That's Understanding the Times, Saturday at 10 a.m., right here on Bible School Radio, or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it, and I also appreciate you listening to the podcast. A lot of people do that, and if you miss a program or you just want to get on a podcast schedule, we do post after each show. Now, we didn't get everything posted on time last week because Alyssa was out of town, and, well, she's out of town, it doesn't get posted because I don't know how to post. And but we I think we have everything up to, at this point. But if you want to listen to the podcast, you can always go to wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on just about every every platform. Now let's talk a little bit about gold. Gold seems to be the go-to place. Remember what I said. Please remember what I said and use it inside your filter. That there's a lot of fear-based marketing and people selling gold. And there was a tremendous amount of people selling gold in 2008. You got to know that that's going on. And people are paying high expenses, commissions, and we'll talk about that, but it's you know, gold is an easy sell right now. About they're creating a new currency. You need it for a safe haven. It's good protection against inflation and recessions. I could go on. It's as if gold can solve everything. And then there's the advice, which I adamantly disagree with, is that you pull everything that you own and put it into gold. I would encourage you to think twice before you do that. Really would. But I think it's important is to see both sides and understand both sides of the argument for gold. So the first one is, we talked a little bit about this marketed sales pitch. I call it the fear sell, watching, you know, it's an easy thing to sell, especially when you're in this environment. You know, and they talk about gold being a safe haven. And especially in inflation and financial crisis and recession, gold went, based on GLD, the ETF, went down 79% between 2011 and 2016. During the financial crisis, it went down 23%. What they don't back it up with actual time periods where gold was a safe haven, ended up being such a safe haven. In fact, the S&P 500 during recessions actually has proven to outperform gold. But the U.S. dollar is the big target when it comes to why you should buy gold, because the U.S. dollar is going to crash. Now, here's the thing that you got to know. And, of course, this is not in anything that you're going to read or anything that's on television that's promoting gold. But the U.S. dollar is going to crash. There's, you know, 34, 35, lost count, don't even look anymore, trillion dollars worth of debt on the books of America. But what they don't tell you is that even though there is $34 trillion or $35 trillion on the books in America, the U.S. dollar is the most powerful currency in the world. The U.S. dollar is the most sought-after currency in the world. All this about countries banding together to go against the dollar and crash the dollar, some of these countries they're talking about are train wrecks, especially in Europe. In fact, they depend on us being the person that sends money to them from our country. So the chances of these countries getting together, banding together, and going to bring the dollar down, it's very, very low probability. Now, having said all that, will it collapse someday? Will some of these risks and some of these gloom and doom messages occur? Absolutely. I'm sure of it. There's going to come a point where we just can't go on being irresponsible like we are today. In fact, I would suggest we've already passed that point on the game board, and I don't know what we're headed for, but you know, the conversation about the national debt during an election season is not even mentioned, which just blows me away. For all the many, many years I've followed the national debt, it's barely even talked about today. But yes, it'll happen at some point. I don't think that it's going to anytime soon. Because here's the reality of it. And this, please consider this as you think about any of these things happening. There's a lot of things that have got to happen, that have got to occur, and this country's got to deteriorate rapidly. And I know you might think, what if it's deteriorating rapidly right now? I mean, more so that we are way down the road of socialism, and we're practicing socialism, and you can't see the difference between us and any European countries. We're not there yet. We haven't created an environment where political people in charge, we're not in the environment to where they can take over things. I guess that's the best way to say it. And support these changes. So just keep that in mind. Now, that could happen within 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, or 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But just kind of keep that in mind as you hear the notion of gold being the thing that you've got to buy to save yourself and to protect yourself. You know, the thing that you also got to remember too is it's hard to believe that gold's going to be a substitute for currency. Can't split it up. You can't take it and break it for different purchases. I don't know. Just keep a level head when you're looking at gold and considering that as an investment. Now, how to invest in gold? Believe it or not, there's mutual funds that invest in gold. If you want to go that route, if you're going to invest in gold, it's not a bad. I'm not saying that gold is a bad investment by any stretch. I'm just saying keep it within your bounds and the rules that you follow for diversification. You know, 10%, 15% may be invested in gold. There's an exchange-traded fund that has a ticker, GLD. I think it's a great way to invest in gold. And what it does is it follows the price of gold. And, of course, you can go with physical gold, physical silver, and that kind of thing. Now, we've got about 3 minutes left. I'm going to hit you with what I think is important. What do you do then to protect yourself? And it's very simple. We talk about it all of the time. You've got to have a strategy that you know you can switch to. That can be a lot of things, but they're risk protection type strategies. And you'll see that with money management processes and that type of thing. But it's built to help protect your investments. And we're not talking about necessarily doing annuities. There's some annuities that would work great in this situation, and some, in fact, did you know that there's an annuity that the value of that annuity is dictated by the price of gold. So there are some annuities out there that would be worth looking at, but I'm talking about with your investments, having the type of investment program that you can switch to that you know will get you through the situation. All the things we talked about that could happen, they're just another risk that will momentarily take things down, and we'll come back as a country like we did during the financial crisis. But it's important to be able to protect against that risk and make sure that you're not facing it without a plan B. You know, talk a lot about a plan A and a plan B. And plan A is when the stock market goes up and everything's great. Plan B is when we're in times of high risk, in times that it's, you know, people are in general, well, it looks like a lot at times like today where people are making a lot of money. The stock market's going up. But the point that I want to make is, will investors keep that money? I think it makes a lot of sense today to not necessarily go for your plan B, but know what your plan B, and make sure that you know what you need to do to switch to your plan B. So just give you a couple of things to think about. And once again, not one of these people who is dead set against gold. I think gold's a great investment, a great diversifier. Just be smart about using it. And I think it comes down to, what is the reason that you are using it for? If it's for diversification and to be a small part of your overall allocation, that makes sense. If it is as a safe haven, I don't know that I'd completely agree. This is Bob Brooks. If you have a question for me, please go to the website at www.prudentmoney.time, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.